Hello, my friends. Welcome once again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I am your host, Paul White, and it is the 19th day of November. I want to thank you for joining me today. When I stopped the podcast recording for yesterday, I was just so powerfully overwhelmed by that image of Abram and Lot separating in Genesis 13. And Abram telling Lot, you go ahead and choose, and there's this great expanse of land, and then Lot chooses it. And I told you as the podcast ended that I think it's more than simply letting go of relationships. And when I got done, I started to just talk to the Father and say, well, what more is it that we are to let go of? And I really only felt two things very strongly in my spirit I want to share with you today. And when I say that, I don't mean that's the exclusive answer. It's just where I am, okay? Please understand that. You may see 10 other things. You may be right about every one of them. It doesn't exclude what I see, and it doesn't exclude what you see. But what I saw was that, first of all, when Abram sends Lot out, the Bible says that Lot lifted his eyes and saw the plain of Jordan well-watered everywhere. This is verse 10 of Genesis 13. And it looked like the garden of the Lord. And it's so unnecessary, really, for the text to tell you that, but it does. Abram doesn't seem jealous. It's the side he would have picked if he was going to pick, no doubt about it. The truth is that Abram is in covenant. Wherever he lands, he's going to be blessed. So he might as well give Lot what looks the best. That way, he at least has that natural help. Abram is the one in covenant. We don't have any evidence that Lot's the one in covenant. He's not. It's Abram. What I was struck with and what I felt like the Spirit put in me is bless what you leave behind. Leave it behind without cursing it. You don't have to burn the building down on your way out. You don't have to throw a grenade into the middle of the meeting. If you're going to move on from a place you are to a place you're going, move on without destruction. God blesses Lot in the transition, because Abram gives Lot whatever he wants on his way out. Abram doesn't try to cheat him or give him the worst of the two choices. He doesn't appear jealous when Lot chooses the place that actually looks like the Garden of Eden. This is our first reference back to anything about the Garden of God since the story of Eden early. So don't curse it on your way out. Listen, if you're supposed to move on from a church or a ministry or a moment, you don't have to blow it up on your way. Don't talk trash about it as you leave. In fact, put your blessing on it. Father, bless this place as we leave. Bless them with revelation. Bless them with goodness. Bless them with finances. Bless them with hope. Bless them with mercy. Bless them with grace and love and peace. Father, they meant something so important to me in a particular moment of my life that I wouldn't be who I am today without them. Yes, maybe, okay, maybe this is part of your prayer too. Yes, Lord, I got hurt. Yes, I got disillusioned. Yes, I got burned out. I got stepped on. I was done wrong. And I need to relearn the language of love. And I need to have some phrases even redeemed where I feel comfortable saying them again. I don't even feel comfortable saying them, much less being a part of them. But Father, I won't throw a grenade into the middle and set a bomb off in the middle when I go out. I pray blessing on them. Treat them that way. And here was the other thing I felt the Lord put in my spirit about this text. It's not simply about severing relationships or things. It's about letting go of the past in general. Lot represents the old world for Abram. He represents Ur of the Chaldees. He's carrying a piece of Ur of the Chaldees with him, and he sees it every day in Lot. And it's not that it's all bad, but you can't live there. We use our past to influence our decisions about our future. It's the beauty of humanity. It's what separates us in It's one of many things that separates us from the other beasts of the field. We do use our past to influence our decisions, to influence our future. I like to say if I ever taught a history class, I would open with writing across the board, history is important lest we use lest we lose the utility of the phrase, we've been down this road before. I mean, you can't say we've been down this road before if not for history. And going down the road before teaches you how to go down the road today. So we're not throwing it all out and saying everything I went through was bad. But what we are doing is getting rid of the parts of the memory that are not propelling us forward. We have to be delivered from the weight of our past. And I have spent so much time over the years with the Father, just in His presence, letting Him heal me of my own stuff, my own thoughts, my own issues, the stuff I have carried across the years through ministry, into my marriage, into manhood, into parenthood, things I've done, said, been a part of, thought of, moments from my past, people from my past. It's not just about cutting off the relationships. It's about laying down the memory. It's about laying down the yesterday. And you might be saying to me, Paul, that's easier said than done. And I would say amen to that. It is easier said than done. It is why we lean into the recreative, new creation power of Jesus. He who said, I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are captive. That doesn't just mean people that are in jail to be released. In fact, it's not what he's talking about at all. It's all of us who might be captive to what Lot represents. And the Abrahamic story teaches us that the way to move into the place of our destiny is to let go of the lots of yesterday, to let go of that piece of that needs dropped off, whatever that looks like. Now, I don't know what it looks like for you, and I don't claim that there's only one thing. I think the beauty of how the Holy Spirit works through the Scripture is all of us are actually today reading the same text, but we're walking away with a different thing. Nothing but the Holy Spirit could pull this off. That we would all read the Abrahamic story of going into this land and Lot, and one going one way and one going the other, and yet we would all be able to land on, God showed me this from my youth. God showed me this from my church I came out of. God showed me that. And you would have a different one, and you would have a different one, and I would have a different one, but it would be the same work of the Spirit. And that's why, to me, the Bible doesn't get old. It just continues to turn over in all of its glory and all of its beauty. And you get to see new things. Enjoy that. Tomorrow is a Saturday, and we will introduce the message for Sunday. And I think you are going to love it. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.